when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum. وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
Brothers and sisters, last year we explained this great زيارة العاشورة up to this part. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. أو أبا عبد الله, surely I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, until the day of resurrection. As we explained last year, this إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ, this phrase is the declaration of so many traditions where the Holy Prophet ﷺ and all the infallible Imams emphasize on the importance of being at peace with who is at peace with them and being at war with him who is at war with them. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing Ahlul Kisa, says, أنا سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. I am at peace with he who is at peace with you and at war with he who is at war with you. To continue where we left off in the previous episodes of last year, the word silm literally means peace, and the word harb signifies naqid silm, which is the contradictory of silm. And as the lexicographers explain, harb means when someone's anger somehow intensifies. So in this phrase, ya Aba Abdullah, إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection, we express our peace, we express our harmony with those who are at peace with Imam Hussein عليه السلام, with the Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام. We express our peace with those who believe in their fight, with those who believe in their values. And we express our disharmony with those who are at war with them, with those who want to fight their ideas, their beliefs, and their values. إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ. I am at peace, surely, with he who is at peace with you.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So as we said earlier, silm literally means to be at peace. But one of the other meanings of silm is istislam comes from this. Which means submission. If this is the case, we are expressing our submission to those who are submissive to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt. So we declare our loyalty and unity with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But we call Imam Hussein alayhi salam here as Ya Aba Abdillah. And this has a specific message which is worthy of contemplation. The term Abu Abdullah, as we have already explained it in last year, signifies the state of total submission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Allah. So, when we call him with this name, Abu Abdullah, and pledge loyalty, this reveals a connection. This means, O Abu Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you. And I am at war with he who is at war with you. Because you are Aba Abdullah, you are the best of those who are submissive to Allah. And in reality, this person who is reciting this ziyar, the Zair, would like to pledge his or her loyalty to Allah himself. This being said, we also have another thing which is worthy of mentioning. We say, إِنِّي سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَلَمَكُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ, both together. We are at peace and we are at war. These two are together. And this verse teaches us that peace and war, سِلْم and حَرْب, should be understood, they should be interpreted in the light of submission to Allah. This being at peace, this being at war, must be defined based on what aim they are following. In this case, of course it is Islam. Hence, peace in the sense of total unity and cooperation with the forces of kufr is meaningless. So, we will never have peace with the forces of kufr, with the enemies. Of course, you would say that we have some instances like the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah or Sulh of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, but these are not actually pieces. They are nothing but tactful strategies from these infallible imams that they had in their times. And we can understand that and realize that more if we have a look at history and by referring to the historians. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.